DW.
Colombian coffee, hot and fresh. It's continued to be enjoyed all over the world during the pandemic, but this is where the coffee supply chain starts, on a steep, leafy hillside. After an 11-hour car ride, a ferry across Colombia's longest river, and a long, dusty four-wheel drive ride, I arrive at the small farm of Arcadio Barajas, where coffee plants border the soaring rainforest.
Here we are in the Serranía de San Lucas in Bolívar in Colombia. I'm here to have a look at how the pandemic has affected all of the coffee picking in the region.
Barajas, a farmer who once grew coca and switched to coffee around 8 years ago himself, tells me that although the National Coffee Federation had put out guidelines on hand washing and social distancing, it's a continuing challenge to get workers to comply. Within months of the virus arriving in Colombia, the Federation had sent farmers over 17,000 hygiene kits with masks, hand gel, and instructions on how to best use them. Because of the precautions and the lower number of pickers, the harvest also took longer than usual.
Nada de las noticias. Entonces, como no escuché noticias,
the workers don't listen to the news. They don't really know what is happening elsewhere. For them, the pandemic is a lie. That is why they will not wear masks. What we were able to achieve was to restrict them from going down into the town. If they go down into town to play and drink, there would be no more work for them.
Elsewhere in La Serranía, near the end of a day of a harvest, young coffee picker Miciel Sarmiento tells me about the challenges of Colombia's unique hand-picked regional-based coffee harvest system.
You can harvest coffee the whole year. When the harvest finishes here, the harvest is just starting in Cesar, another department. When that's done, it starts in Huila, then in Tolima, another department. Then, when that's done, it's October, and it's time to come back here.
He said wages were higher in 2020 because travel restrictions and fewer migrating workers meant that farmers needed to pay more or risked not having enough workers to take in the harvest. At another farm, I spoke to Lisette Alfonso, one of a growing number of female coffee farmers. She agreed that finding enough safe workers was difficult.
The truth is, the recommendations weren't followed much. It's not very comfortable for the collectors with the mask and other means of protection. This year, we're just using pickers from our own little community.
Back in Medellin, Colombia's second biggest city, the coffee from La Serranía is being sold in a trendy cafe. Julián Gamboa is an impact manager at Urbania Café, a coffee roasting and exporting company based in Medellin. At the back, he shows me huge sacks of coffee from La Serranía, inscribed with the names of some of the farmers we'd met at the edge of the forest.
At the beginning, when the pandemic first arrived here, we were worried because we thought like our supply chain, like our farmers weren't going to be able to pick the coffee.
He said that through site visits, they saw that while some farmers had issues, a large proportion were able to do the work and keep coronavirus cases among workers low.
They were outside, so that helps. And, well, when they're picking, they're distant. It's not like they're like in a enclosed space and they're very close together. Usually you're picking in one tree and then the next coffee picker is at least 2 meters away.
Gamboa says a combination of access and cost means that testing is almost non-existent for coffee farmers in remote regions.
Probably if you want one, you would have to go down to the nearest town, that's usually far away, and many times they don't have the tests.
Private PCR tests usually cost around a quarter of a monthly minimum wage, about 56 euros or 66 US dollars. Gamboa says most coffee pickers don't receive health benefits that might cover tests. Not only have these coffee growers kept up their production, they've been working with Gamboa and conservationists to preserve a vital wildlife corridor.
My name is Carlos Valderrama. I am the director of Web Conserva.
La Serranía de San Lucas and the Jaguar coffee produced there, including that of Barajas, is the fruit of many years of labor by Valderrama's NGO, Web Conserver, which aims to help rural communities earn a better living and protect wildlife at the same time. Valderrama says the forests of the Serranía form a vital and fragile part of a migration corridor for jaguars that stretches from the US to Argentina.
We have been monitoring with camera traps all the forests surrounding the coffee plantation, and we have found large carnivores like the Andean bears and the pumas, and we have found other fantastic species that are very, very important for the conservation of the area.
He says that although the pandemic has somewhat disrupted their work of getting conservationists, coffee experts and farmers together face to face, it has also shown the deep commitment these farmers have to the project.
At the same time, we have managed to improve the livelihood of these coffee growers because they are getting more money out of their coffee. And at the same time, they are getting trained, they are getting more visibility. So at the end of the day, the conservation has become this vehicle for them to get to know and to get more out of their coffee and new clients and new distributions and many, many, many things.
For DW, this is Andrew White in Medellin, Colombia.
DW.